Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello. 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 Sup? Oh! Wow. Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks pregame show.
The game's gonna get rained out. Why are you even doing a show?
Well, in case it doesn't get rained out, we'll do the show. My name is Jimmy. His name is Jake. We're going to do the pregame show. We're going to talk about the lineups. We're going to do what to watch for. We're going to do pitching path to victory. We're going to do homer draft. And we're going to do over under. And maybe we'll do some premonitions. Jake, how are you?
Jimmy, DJ Espo on the ones and twos for this one. Don't forget to try the veal, tip your waiter. Zach. We're doing okay, man. The office was kind of hot today, and I was actually really excited for, like, full-blown sports night, and now all the rain cancellation people are kind of killing my buzz, because it looks like it's going to rain, and I can watch the Yanks and the Knicks, and then it's suddenly going to be the Knicks, and then you're setting yourself up for disappointment, and then... So I'm doing all right, Jim. You?
I'm good. Got back from the doctor. I'm in my shed here. I'm pretty slouched down. I don't know if people can tell how slouched I am.
How slouched?
I feel like I'm too slouched. Like, if I sat up right now, I think the camera would be aiming at my belly.
Let's see that bad boy.
No, not that bad.
That's still a good shot of you. Oh, don't big head me. That's killer. I don't have a counter to that.
Counter it.
Smallest head in the world.
Zach, can you make Jake dainty feet, please?
No. I'll go a little dainty. I can go a little dainty today.
Just a little?
Just a little. Okay. Just like, dainty, oh, he's a little guy.
Oh, he's dainty.
Oh, he's just a little dog. It's a little dainty.
That is a little dainty.
It's a little dainty. Our heads are different sizes currently.
I was going to say.
That's the name of our band, Our Heads.
Our heads are the soundtrack to my summer. Stuck it.
Don't you know you're unlike any other?
Jimmy's
unlike
bummer.
Any other. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to do the lineups?
I do the lineups. Man, this, this shirt doesn't help my head's peanut.
No, that shirt doesn't fit you.
Once I it's take the sleeves on. Off this bad boy. Speaking of.
DJ LeMahieu, father, DJ. Father David John is leading off. Rougned Odor, the other most recent father, second base, batting second. First time he's batted second this year? Maybe. Yeah. Judge batting in the three hole. Urshela is playing third base and cleaning up. Glaber's at short. Guardy's in center, batting six. Clint's in right. Sanchez is catching, batting eighth. And Andujar is in left.
But it's gonna rain. Why are you even doing the show?
What do you think about the lineup? No Voit.
No Voit. And it's not for dad stuff? Just no Voit? Voitless?
I didn't see any dad stuff. They said Friday was when his wife was going to be induced.
Right.
So... just an off day, which seems weird since you know he's
right
going to be off soon. And no Stanton still. He's still running and they're still evaluating, which I don't get.
So much running in the outfield.
He's going to do less running when he plays the games than he's currently doing, trying to prove he can run. Because once you get him off the injured list, all he does is stand in the batter's box and swing maybe once, maybe three times, then jog slowly to first. He's doing more running on the IL than he'll ever do in an actual game. Nothing makes sense about what they're doing with Giancarlo Stanton. Kyle, can you cut that and put a beat underneath it and put it on the Twitters?
Stanton doesn't need to run. He's so big and they're scared to get him more hurt. But then he just gets hurt and they make him run. And he hates it so much. Zach, could you tell Kyle to tell Zach you again to put a beat under that and then make it a song?
You want me to tell Kyle to put a beat under that?
And then have him tell you.
Kyle, could you tell me to put a beat under whatever Jake just did?
The Angels have fired Mickey Callaway.
Can you believe it?
I can because of all of the times he was harassing women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes so much sense.
Yeah. So he's gone. Herman's on the bump. Piano Man Brett manning center field with Clint and Andujar surrounding him. That's awesome.
El Gary and Herman. Do you have a what word to work for?
Judge, man. Like, Judge was my most upsetting part of yesterday. You know? Like, it was a weird lineup. DJ was out. Voight's kind of slumping. But it Judge, he didn't have any hits yesterday, right? Maybe he had one.
Aaron Judge?
Yeah.
I can double check. I mean, nothing. It was just like guys do something and they kind of never did.
Clint had a good game. But, like, you know, everyone's like, Mats is making him look bad. I'm like, well, you know, half the lineup isn't, like, fantastic, but Judge and Glaber and Gio surely should have had hits. Judge needs you to get some hits.
Judge had a hit and a walk last night.
All right, that counts. Fuck.
Yeah, sorry.
Gary, he looked terrible, but it's Gary. Like you said, we need to ban catcher in left field from
right.
What to watch for. So, Odor, watch him turn double plays because it's awesome.
I like that. Yeah, it really is. Good footwork. DJ at first. He's going to hate that. Everyone congratulating him on his baby. Zach, I don't want to be as dainty anymore. I want to be big.
You want to be brought back up to a
big.
Because
the Blue
size.
Jays have a big starter on the bump today. Alek Manoah making his major league debut. If the rain holds...
Why are you even doing the pregame show? Don't you know it's going to rain?
Why are the guys at the stadium when you know there's a rainstorm coming? God, I look good there. I've got like a young tan Shooter McGavin look going right now.
I don't have AC in the shed yet, so it's pretty fucking hot.
Yeah, I like...
I'm just in like a 4x4 room with no air. It's pretty hot in here.
So hot in hair. What?
And I put a light on my face. What am I, dumb?
What are you, dumb? Jim, can I ask you one question?
Yeah, you can ask me multiple.
If the Yankees were... If Stanton was healthy...
Yeah.
And Voight was in the lineup not having a baby...
Yeah.
What would your left field splits be for Andujar and Clint, percentage-wise?
50-50?
It's close, right?
Yep. Well, yeah, Clint, I mean, this is two games in a row where Clint had multiple hits. It might be his best two games in a row all season.
It would be cool if he was, like, actually hot. Like, Clint, when he's hot, is cool.
The way he fielded the ball off the wall yesterday and then threw to second in one go was... the smoothest he's fielded a ball that he didn't catch I've ever seen.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, he knew exactly what to do with it.
Yeah. He's getting ready for center field.
Off of, No comment.
Who else? Guardy. You know what? The lefties today. You're all over Odor, his footwork hitting second. Guard dog looked like he was getting hot. Yesterday, he was lost at the dish. Some of the worst Guardy at-bats I've seen this season. And, you know, if Brett Gardner starts sliding again, his stats are already bad, and he's our one center fielder. So I'm watching the guard dog.
When are they going to make a trade?
I don't know who's out there.
Even a AAA player to play center.
Yeah. You know how it is, bro. Teams don't trade with the Yankees.
Well, you they won't give us Delino DeShields. They want fucking Jason Dominguez for him.
Yankees tax. Everyone,
Yankees tax. I was going to do a Yankees tax one.
I already said it, though.
That's bullshit. All right, Domingo's on the bump, and he's going up against Alex Manoah. Jake told you about him. He's 6'6", 260. This is his MLB debut. He's stretched out. He's gone six innings every single game so far in the minor leagues. He's striking out, I think, 27 batters in 18 innings.
Yeah.
So he's got good stuff. I think it's all fastball slider. They say the change is there, but it needs work, which makes me think he's not going to throw his third pitch that he's not confident in his debut. They're just going to be like, what are you comfortable throwing? I think it's going to be mostly fastball slider. Kind of recipe for disaster in my head. Yankees don't usually, you know, they don't have a scouting report on him. So.
Does it worry you that his name's Alec, A-L-E-K?
I mean, I'm not going to name shame, but yeah, Alec is a terrible name. It's like.
Seems like it's you're like going to name shame.
And it's like you want to name your kid Alex, but you're just scared of being cool. X, I mean, X is the coolest letter in the alphabet. X Games, X Stream. And to shy away from that and go with a C or a K, it's unbelievably soft. Like, honestly, the first time I met a kid named Alec, I thought it was a mistake. And then I was like, they did that on purpose? It's just, it's one of the softer names out there.
Simeon, Bichette, Guerrero, Hernandez, Grichuk, Tellez, Gurriel Jr., Panic, and Jansen behind him. Again, is that the same lineup? How about it, Chase? It's pretty nice.
It's not the right lineup.
Okay.
No.
That's right. We didn't have Toronto's
lineup. We didn't have lineup, so we just went.
Well, those are guys still on their team, for those keeping score at home. Who are you going to after Domingo today, Jim?
I mean, it should be the guys, right? Hopefully he gives them a good game. And they went with, like, some of their lefties yesterday. Could be Litke again. But, I mean, Chad and Chapman should be in this game if it's a close game. And I don't see any reason why it would be a blowout. I think if they win, it's going to be a close game in, like, a 6-4 victory. That's kind of how I see this one mapping out. But, yeah, they went King, Sessa, Litke yesterday. So I would guess it's – it's weird that they used King and Sessa in the same game. Seems stupid, but I would guess it's, you know, Wandy if they have a lefty lane that they like. Otherwise, it's Laza, Chad, Chapman.
Yeah, kind of interesting. They, you know, we kind of haven't had a true long man really needed all year. Kinger does it yesterday, 54 pitches. But yeah, Sessa hasn't been stretched out this season, and he threw 8 bullets yesterday. So if something does go wrong for Mingo, they're going to have to do one of those piece it together with everyone. It's going to be like Wandy for 2, Sessa for 2, hopefully Wilson back out there. So let's not do that. Let's do Domingo to the good guys.
Domingo to the good guys. I like it.
Where'd all the good Mingos go?
This website I'm looking at has Sal Romano in the Yankees bullpen.
Tell them it's wrong. Send them an email.
No.
Okay.
No, they're one of my favorite websites.
We talked about it. They'd probably appreciate the help, man.
They have Sal Romano in here, and they say he's never pitched. But he pitched yesterday for the Blue Jays, right? Or is that Jordan Romano? Who the hell's Sal Romano?
Who the hell is Sal Romano? He's a... is he on the Reds?
Yeah, he's on the Reds.
He's from New York. His Wikipedia actually says he's on the Yankees. So I don't know, man.
His wiki says he's on the Yankees?
Maybe we just found out about a Cashman trade.
All the websites knew about it before us? And Wikipedia?
Yankees announced minor league deal for ex-Reds pitcher. So Sal Romano was DFA'd by the Reds. He's going to Scranton-Wilkes-Barre.
Nice. Good shit.
Huge.
Did anyone get one yesterday?
Don't believe so.
No Yankees homered.
We suck.
No Yankees homered yesterday, so that's tough. Glaber hit one to the wall.
It's a little bit on us. I get to go first?
Yes.
It might be the easiest pick of all time.
E-P-O-A-T.
It's DJ LeMahieu. Zach, tell him why.
He's a dad.
Yeah, he just had a kid.
Yeah. Got father energy.
Gotta let the kid know I homered the first at-bat I had after you were born.
Well, DJ's wife will tell the kid that.
He might sign it to him.
DJ will be in the corner shaving a bat. Speaking of shaving bats, the Homer Draft is brought to you by Dugout Mugs. Dugout Mugs, if you guys don't know, I mean, you guys do know because you're smart baseball fans, but Dugout Mugs, they've been with us the whole way with John Boy Media, actually pretty early on. That old, what was that, winter meetings many moons ago. Hey, how about 35% off? That's a real sale. That's a real one. Father's Day is coming up. Pre-game is the code for this one. Pre-game, P-R-E-G-A-M-E. They got a Talking Yanks one. They got Talking Baseball. If you're a John Boy Media person, load up. They've got that Judge guy, too. They've got all sorts of players, Yankees one. Go check out Dugout Mugs. Promo code pre-game. 35% off. DugoutMugs.com/discount/pre-game.
Might be the first company that spent money with us where we knew no one at the company.
Right. No relation.
Yeah.
Ship. So you're taking DJ?
Business 101, guys. Yeah, I'm taking DJ. We met them at winter meetings. We said, let us sell some of your mugs to our audience.
Yeah.
And we'll prove to you that our audience is awesome. And then if we do it, you have to do a deal with us. So we made some videos, put it out there. You guys bought some badass mugs, and they were so shocked at how much we converted since our audience was kind of small back then that they immediately bought out like all the spring training.
Yeah.
So congrats to you guys, whoever was following along back in 2018.
I'm going to take Grichik and Guerrero.
Grichik DM'd me and said, I said, wouldn't have felt right if you didn't go deep.
Because
he said, sick recap had me rolling because I was like, Grichik, that fuck.
Sure.
And then he said, 100% agree. Let's do it again. So good pick if you're picking Grichik.
I'll say it because Zach doesn't have the heart to, but those are illegal picks because we pick Yankees on the Homer Draft. Would be a real bummer if we started picking the other team.
No, I would also say illegal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Illegal.
Yeah. Maybe Jake wouldn't listen to you, though. It seems like he doesn't listen to you ever, Zach.
Maybe Jake. I'll go Clint.
Interesting.
Just hoping he's hot. And then I'll go Rugi. Two-hole Rugi. Why not?
Game's officially not happening.
Okay.
Cancel everything, Zach. Delete this from the internet.
Is there anything you want to talk about before I delete this?
I'm going to take the under.
Yeah, Zach. I want you to make yourself big on the screen.
Okay.
And give yourself a podium to tell Jake to suck his own butt, since he said it was 70% you choose me.
I did actually want to talk
about
that.
And it was not 70%. Fayal did the research. You had chosen me 13 times and Jake 12.
It was 14
like
and 12. So, yes, a massive disparity.
So it was 53-47.
The difference between a 14 and 12 team and a 12 and 14 team is ghastly. That's a good team and a bad team.
Zach chooses Jimmy 70% of the time. Zach,
you're looking bad
right now,
Jim.
Nah.
I was right.
No, you weren't. You said he chooses you 70% of the time.
Oh, so we can't talk in hyperbole around here anymore? You're the hyperbole king.
Yeah.
Zach, you have the podium.
I said on this show that I was pretty confident that I, like, Jake said that I picked Jimmy 70-30, and I said you would be pleasantly surprised if you saw the actual data, and luckily we have someone who was looking out and was able to show that it was actually a lot closer to 50-50, which was unintentional by me, but also, you know, I don't have a lean.
Fair.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah.
You're fair
if you like losing by two games under 500. No, I'm a gamer, no. Zach.
I also said that if you showed the times that I was correct in picking a winner, that would probably be bad. But we don't have that data.
Well, Yankee game just got rained out.
Yeah.
See you there, Fayal.
Dude, tomorrow's going to suck.
Tomorrow's going to be the big one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
That's actually good they canceled it.
Yeah, at least they didn't make us wait. Well, what's tomorrow now? Is it going to be a 3 o'clock? Is it going to be like a 2 o'clock, 7 o'clock doubleheader? Is it going to be a day-night?
4:05, 7:05.
Fuck.
So a rolling dub.
Hopefully that first game's quick, otherwise we might be working until 2 a.m.
If either of them are quick, that'd help. Yeah. That's the goal.
Oh, all right. Well, I got to go see my house now. That frees up my day a little bit. That's nice.
How about it?
Hopefully they get rid of all this pollen, dude. Like, my car is just a layer, and then my mailbox is just a layer. Wash all that shit away.
I hate pollen.
It's the worst.
Pollen is the worst.
Do you think there's any pollen enthusiasts out there?
Bees?
Yeah, or maybe people that are like, they're more into saving the bees than they are their own life.
The humans. I do think there's pollen enthusiasts out there, yes.
Okay. All right, well, that's the show. So what are we going to do tomorrow then? Two pregame shows or just one?
What, doubleheader starts at 4? Is that what it is now?
4 and then 7, it says. Yeah. So it's rolling. So seven we'll inning, probably do one and then Instagram or something.
I think that's the... Yeah, that would make the most sense.
Unless we go to the first game and then... Yeah, even then we can do Instagram. Mm.
We could just go to the first game.
Probably going to be an empty day game. That's when, like, Savages in the Box happen. You can hear everything.
That's when the good stuff happens.
All right. Well, see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the pregame show.
Thanks, everybody. Go Yanks tonight. Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.